American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets. And the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours on this 24th day of June, 2005. Program airs Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m., and that is Central Time. You can hear us on AM, FM, shortwave, internet, satellite, all over the place. Folks, we give you the solutions to the problems. That's what we're working on here. I've got a guest coming up here for just a few minutes, and then Carl Schwartz will be joining us a little bit later, author of One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas. Conservative Republican speaks out. And so are the Democrats. So much so that they want to impeach George. You don't say. At any rate, I've got Gray Porcella on the line with us. Gray, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Excellent. How about yourself?
Well, I'm gano-caffeed, so I am okay.
You and me both.
Well, you know, I got to tell you something. We are always looking for product. We're always looking for the new stuff, the best stuff. We're always looking for things that make you feel better. But I got to tell you something. Being a coffee drinker, and years ago, Gray, I gave up caffeine. I was one of these guys that would drink 15, 18, 20 cups of caffeinated coffee a day and think nothing of it.
Right.
It's when I got off of the caffeine and I had migraines for 2-3 weeks that I realized that I was toxifying my body and I didn't need to be doing this. There were other ways to get your energy. A lot of people like the taste of coffee, but what's everybody do, Gray? They get up in the morning, brew that pot of coffee, and that's their kickstart for the day.
Exactly.
And you're toxifying yourself. And when I realized that, I quit drinking caffeinated coffee, and I just drank a decaf coffee, which was better than obviously drinking caffeinated coffee. And if I ever did drink one cup, just one, of a caffeinated beverage, be it Coke, Pepsi, coffee, I get massive headaches.
Mm-hmm.
It's my body reacting. Once I got that poison out of my system, it was my body reacting, telling me, hey, dummy, stop doing that.
Exactly.
And then I ran across Gano Cafe. And I got to tell you something, what a one-stop shop and a fix for those that love the taste of coffee. For those that don't like caffeinated coffees, for those that want to feel good and detoxify while you're enjoying that coffee beverage, Gano Cafe is the deal.
Exactly. And you know, beyond that, I was exactly like you. I drank 3 pots of coffee a day.
Oh.
And I happened to be creating an advertisement for this coffee that I had not tried yet. And I created the ad and saw the response from the public at large, which was, to say the least, phenomenal to me. I just couldn't believe that everybody wanted to try this new coffee that was healthy. And I thought, well, boy, the only thing that could screw this up is if this coffee tastes healthy. You know what I mean?
Well, oh, the healthy taste, it was like mom giving you cod liver oil when you were a kid. Hey, I tell you what, Gray, we're up against a break. We'll take a short break and bring it back on the other side. Folks, you want to try something that's more powerful than ginseng, that's got caffeine in it, but not the caffeine you think? And you can detoxify and even regulate yourself. We'll tell you more about it right after this.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We're talking today for a few minutes with Gray Porcella, and we're talking about Gano Cafe. There's Gano Coffee, there's Gano Mocha, there's... this is a great taste in Brazilian coffee, folks, with a Ganoderma extract in it. And right before the break, Gray, we were talking about, caffeine. There is a slight amount of caffeine in this coffee, but it's not the bad kind, is it?
Well, it's caffeine. All caffeine is relatively the same. It's just the level is so low, it's virtually caffeine-free. We're looking at about, a cup of Folgers coffee, for example, that people would have about 125 milligrams of caffeine in it. Maxwell House, about the same. Starbucks, even more. Gano Cafe, about 8.5 milligrams.
So
it's about a 12th.
So people that are used to drinking decaffeinated coffees or just don't like the effects with caffeinated coffees wouldn't get any adverse effects off of this.
Oh, not at all. Yeah. You're looking at about 3 milligrams in a typical decaffeinated coffee. 3 to 8, no big deal.
Well, I got to tell you something. We try all the products that we offer to listeners out there, and we appreciate you folks, fine folks, sponsoring on this network because, we like to do things that are of benefit to people, not just product for the sake of product and sales and, but something that really does something for you. When you said you first tried this Gano Cafe, What were some of the things you've noticed after drinking the beverage?
Well, it took me one cup to literally feel the difference of Ganoderma versus what I felt like on caffeine. And for me, I think the reason I was drinking three pots of coffee a day, and probably very much close to why you were, was caffeine is kind of a roller coaster. It's a very short-lived lift. It's about 15, 20 minutes, and then it degrades and drops you off, and it kind of messes around with you on a roller coaster type effect, so you have another cup of coffee to bring you back up to feeling that way. And after a full day of drinking coffee, you can't sleep at night. You wake up the next morning, and the compounded problem, you need a cup of coffee just to get yourself going and get out of that groggy state. As soon as I had my first cup of Gano Cafe, I felt this incredible energy, and I didn't even want regular coffee from that moment forward. I haven't had a regular cup of coffee since. I drink only three cups of Gano a day versus the three pots of coffee I drank before, and I don't miss it. It's not like I couldn't drink more Gano if I wanted to. I certainly could. But I just don't need it. It's like I'll drink a cup of coffee and I'll be working and I won't even think about it. And a few hours later, or 5 hours, 6 hours later, I go, oh, a cup of Gano would be great. And the taste, once you get used to, I shouldn't even say used to it, it's wonderful when you first drink it, but it turns your taste buds around. So if you do try a regular cup of coffee, you taste the acid content of it. And you just go, whoa. I mean, coffee that you loved before, like at Starbucks or Folgers, you'll instantly taste it, and the acidic content is just extraordinary. And you all of a sudden go, wow, yuck.
Well, and that's part of the problem. People's pH balances in their bodies, they don't think about these things, Gray, that, you know, you are what you eat. And you start jacking around with your pH in your body, and it invites all kinds of diseases and weakens your immune systems and all this. I don't know if the listeners are interested in that or not, but suffice it to say, many studies have been done that a balanced pH in your body. I mean, we go out there and we buy shampoos that are pH balanced, but we don't consider what we put in our body every day.
Well, the funny thing is that they say it being alkaline is the best condition to be in.
Right.
And what happens, I was looking into Ganoderma and why I was feeling so much better than I was drinking regular coffee. And it's not just the fact that I had eliminated so much caffeine. There's an element in Ganoderma that occurs naturally called organic germanium. And that increases your blood's ability to carry oxygen. And that oxygenation of the blood is what gives you so much energy and turns your body alkaline. So it makes you feel terrific. You detoxify, and you have more energy because it's like you're breathing better. It's an incredible feeling, and it's what really spoils you on the coffee. So I would encourage anybody to try at least a box or two boxes and see what it feels like to drink this coffee for a week.
We are creatures of habit, are we not?
Yes, we are.
We continue to do the things that we did the day before and the week before and the month before and a year before. And one of the best ways, and this is why this is so neat, because people, and you know this, Gray, I mean, this is why they do the coffee in the morning.
Right.
You know, have the coffee, get a jump start, fly out the door, start your busy day.
Exactly.
But we're inviting people to try this product out. And once you become a Gano Cafe fan, you will never go back to regular coffee. This is something that's going to be in your refrigerator, and it's going to sit in there and dry out until the company comes home or you have dinner or Thanksgiving or whatever. You're going to have stale regular coffee in the refrigerator because you're not going to want to drink anything else. And I tried this, and I am a skeptic. I tell people this, you know, I truly am a skeptic because everybody's got the latest and the greatest, and it's the best, and it's the best thing since sliced Wonder Bread. And
sure.
And my wife, she tried the product out, and she said, you know, you ought to try this. And I'm going, yeah, okay. So I did, and lo and behold, folks, as advertised, it is the first, world's first healthy coffee. And aside from it detoxifying you, energizing you, the reishi mushroom itself, that's been called the miraculous king of herbs, and it's more powerful than ginseng. And the reishi mushroom, the Chinese had this going on for thousands of years.
Exactly.
You know, before there were the pharma cartels out there trying to alleviate symptoms of diseases, not eliminating anything, mind you, just eliminating symptoms of diseases to make you feel better. The Chinese have been doing herbs for years and years and years, and they know it works. And the only time that a Chinese doctor shows up is when he has not done his job.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, it's the most incredible. It's 180 degrees out of what we're used to in pharma cartel land here in America. But, folks, I'm telling you. Now, what are some of the other Gano Cafe products that you have?
Well, they've got the tea is something I just can't talk enough about. I'm not even a tea fan, and I drink tea constantly now. The tea has zero caffeine. It is probably the best-tasting tea I've ever had, and it is just stunning for iced tea. And here in Texas, it's very hot, so I gave out my whole neighborhood. I gave out a bunch of iced tea at a party we had, and everybody just adores it now. And it is a rooibos tea from South Africa. Absolutely incredible taste. Very sweet in its own right, so you don't need to add sugar. And it is, again, zero caffeine, but it gives you a lift like most people drink Lipton tea for. That same caffeine lift.
Mm-hmm.
Tea is actually very strong in caffeine normally, and this tea has none. It is absolutely incredible. You can have a cup of this tea hot and go right to bed, and you'll sleep like a baby. They've also got hot chocolate for the kids. You know, keep in mind that the reason Gano XL chose coffee and tea and hot cocoa to put Ganoderma into is because we already have the habit of drinking it daily, and you need to take your Ganoderma daily. So instead of putting it in a capsule, which we'll forget to take, we'll miss it on Tuesday or we'll forget on Thursday because things are busy.
Ain't that the truth?
It doesn't matter how busy your day is. You never seem to forget to drink a cup of coffee. So, therefore, they're using coffee as the delivery vehicle. The coffee tastes wonderful. You can't taste the Ganoderma in the coffee or the tea. It's just there. And that's the beauty of the program. It's not a new thing you have to learn. That Gano XL is actually relying on your already established years-long habit to make you healthy.
And you folks out there that like your Starbucks double cappuccino mocha swirly surprise, whatever the case may be,
uh-huh,
and you fork over $5 or $6 for a cup of this coffee, the Gano Cafe Mocha, I tasted that. For you folks out there that are a mocha drinker, that have a little bit more for the taste buds, the experience, they've got Gano Cafe Mocha. Folks, I'll tell you what, give this stuff a try. I want you to call Gray at 888-784-0718 for the Gano coffee. And I'm telling you, folks, just try it. As Gray just said, and I know this to be true, I was laughing when you said this, because everybody is so well-intentioned, Gray.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to do something to help themselves out, but I go back to being creatures of habit. And it's not really natural to get up in the morning and the first thing you look for is to swallow capsules of this or do that or the other. And again, going back to creatures of habit. So you're right. What a brilliant idea, putting the reishi mushroom in coffee is what everybody drinks. That's the delivery system. And guess what, folks? You're going to feel a lot better. Detoxify. Get rid of that caffeine. All you people out there that are sensitive to caffeine or you swear by decaf coffee, give this a try. You will be a convert and a Gano coffee drinker for life.
And one last comment I'll make. It is absolutely the perfect product for today's working environment because almost every office building throughout the USA has a water cooler because nobody wants to drink tap water anymore. And those water coolers for the past 6 years have all come out hot and cold, so they have hot water available. You take your Gano to work with you, keep it in your desk drawer. You want a cup of coffee, you get the exact same cup of coffee every single time, and it takes 2 seconds to make it.
Yeah,
absolutely awesome.
It couldn't be easier.
Yep.
Well, give Gray a call at 888-784-0718 for all the fine Gano Cafe products. And, Gray, I appreciate your time on this, and I appreciate the listeners out there responding.
Pleasure and, being with you.
Well, and it's a win-win situation. I mean, it's just absolutely fantastic, and we're very glad to have you as an advertising partner on Republic Broadcasting.
Thank you very much.
Okay, great. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Great stuff, folks. I mean, seriously. I mean, no sales, no sizzle. We use it at the house. It's great stuff, and it does as advertised. I mean, it's not the big hype. You want mental clarity? Boy, now there's one thing at work, huh? Mental clarity, cleansing, no acid, very, 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 8 milligrams of caffeine. So people that are sensitive to caffeine or dyed-in-the-wool, decaf drinkers, this is the perfect solution, folks. Give yourself a treat. Make yourself feel better. 888-784-0718. We'll take the break. be back on the other side. Do we have Carl Schwartz with us yet? We should have him here in a few moments. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You bathe, right? And those dishes and laundry, you wash them, right? If you don't worry. Otherwise, you might want to listen. Your family is exposed to harsh chemicals daily. Chlorides, ethanols, sulfates. They're used in paint thinner, solvents, fuel additives. You'll find those chemical cocktails and more in everyday detergents and shampoo. Does that bother you? It bothers the folks at Calbin Pure Soaps. For 58 years, they've produced all-natural, earth-friendly soaps and household cleaners. No animal testing, no chemicals, no dye, no antibacterials. Just safe, natural plant extracts like extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. I don't use anything but triple concentrated Calbin Pure Soaps. What are you waiting for? Call them 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Nothing to lose but the chemicals. 1-800-340-7091 or visit CalbinPureSoap.com.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Coming up this Sunday, June 26th, at the China Emperor, that's at Four Corners, 111 West William Cannon at South Congress in Austin. I'm going to be down there giving a short speech, giving you the latest and the greatest and the skinny as to what's going on. Some of the stuff that I will not talk about on air. Also down there is going to be Alan Davidson, Wheatgrass. We call him Wheatgrass Alan. The celebration of successfully defending the privacy, health, and the well-being of children and family from dangerous and unnecessary government, psychological, and pharmaceutical intrusions. And also presented, looking back and looking forward, this is a short video presentation of Robbie Noel that was unfortunately had an emergency and had to go back to Phoenix. He was scheduled for this Sunday. But you'll be able to see Robbie, at least in the short video presentation. So it's going to be fun. And, folks, dinner. You can have dinner down there. Great food down there, $7.99. Don't want to have dinner? It's a $2 cover charge to help defray the costs of the facility. Great place to be. I've been there before. It's kind of isolated and windowed in, and it's real comfortable, and it's neat. And that's the Truth Seekers that's putting this on. And they say because we care, comfort in knowing. I like that. The moniker for the network is because you can handle the truth, and the Truth Seekers is because we care. I like that. At any rate, that's going to be this Sunday, June 26th, at the China Emperor Four Corners, 111 Woos. Why do I keep saying Woos? West William Cannon at South Congress in Austin, Texas. I'll tell you why, folks. I'll tell you exactly why. Because during the day here, I do my Gano coffee in the morning, the Gano Cafe stuff, and then I do my my Ageless Extra, and also my Be Alive formula, the Royal Jelly. So, hey, sometimes I have so much energy, I just get ahead of myself, and my tongue gets tied. My thoughts are faster than my tongue. At any rate, looking forward, come on down, folks, Sunday. Help support those that have been in support of you, and get a good meal. True Seekers, this Sunday, be there. I have with me a guy who wrote a book, One-Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, Carl W.B. Schwartz. Carl, you've been punching some buttons someplace. You've been getting a lot of heat, my friend.
Yes, I have. I was going to say the reason your tongue gets tied is it's a Friday and we're all wired on sugar by Friday. So I drink a lot of coffee myself these days. It seems like my schedule's gone to 7 days a week and 18 hours a day, whether I wanted it to or not.
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to have to do. For your birthday, by the way, I got you that shirt that you like so much, and we're going to get you a couple boxes of Gano Cafe. And like the gentleman said, that they're little packets, and if you can find hot water, you can have a delicious cup of coffee. So we'll energize you and cleanse you and keep you going.
Okay, that sounds like a plan to me.
What is going on out there? I have had phone calls, and some of my talk show hosts have called up, and they go, "Whose hornet's nest is Carl stirring up?"
Well, it's interesting. This appears to be coming from three different directions: conservatives, the liberals, and also possibly the libertarians. I think I had told you that day we were out hitting golf balls on my birthday, when I was down there the day before I made the announcement, that I had somebody who was in my apartment and her two sons that was trying to work on my campaign, supposedly, and we've now gotten the server logs in. We know that she was researching a lot of this nonsense that's been thrown up on the Internet. You know, big deal. I've gone through two marriages and I've gone through two bankruptcies because people breached multi-million-dollar contracts with me. You know, usually when people breach a deal with you, you know, bad things happen. Bad things happen to me. So, you know, I mean, I didn't lose any sleep over it. But what they've done is they've posted a website out there, or on a website, this story. There's over 50 lies, misstatement of facts. The chronologies are all backwards. And what is funny is this is coming from somebody named Melinda Pillsbury Foster. She is the one that I fired from my campaign because she was absolutely incompetent. There was somebody else working on it named Gina D. Miranda down in Hondo, Texas. And then we've had another name surface, a G.D. Pfeiffer, and we're trying to figure out who G.D. Pfeiffer is. The only one that we've been able to track down is fairly well-known as a conservative. So one of those things where you live and you learn in politics. But I think it's hilarious, John, that they've thrown all of this out here in 2005 instead of 2007. They've made this deal. They've tried to stir up this hornet's nest. They've taken their best shot and missed.
Well, it's interesting.
What's more amazing, they came out lying, and they're getting caught in their own lies.
Well, Carl, I can understand this from the Republicans, the Transform Party, now PNAC. I can understand Democrat that's been...
I call them RINOs, R-I-N-O. It's a Republican in name only.
Absolutely. And then, of course, got with the Democrats that have been hijacked by the socialists and the communist agenda. But it's surprising that this would come out of the libertarian quarters.
Well, if you understand that some of the libertarians are some of the people that are most behind 9/11 truth, then you begin to better understand it. I mean, people like you and I that are standing up and talking about this and driving this forward and trying to point the finger at who did this and actually drive this to a prosecution, an impeachment, you know, possibly a regime change in Washington. It's really amazing how that turns one into a lightning rod. I mean, when we came out with these new photographs of the airplane that hit the South Tower, the ones that are now posted on my website, you know, Danny posted those. It is amazing how many people in the 10-full hat group start bashing me.
All right, hold on. We'll take the short break. We have a long segment. There we go again with the tongue. Segment coming up with Carl Schwartz. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Pain medication can't heal the cause of your pain. But what if the pain is so great as to make it unbearable without it? Listen to the results of one 44-year-old man.
My name is John Frey. I have fibromyalgia and was taking 12 to 14 Ultram tablets a day just to try to stay pain-free. I also had headaches, which would incapacitate me. I also had severe allergies and was dealing with arthritis, which set in after two compression fractures. After just 3 weeks on Cocoon GH, I noticed my pain was gone, and I no longer needed to take the Ultram anymore. My headaches disappeared, and my allergies are virtually gone. My energy level has increased, and I feel better today than I have in 15 years. My graying hair has also started to darken, and a bald spot on my head has started to grow hair again. My wife got on Cocoon GH, and after only 8 days, a lower back pain that she had suffered with for 14 years has gone away permanently. She no longer takes Celebrex. Thanks for such a wonderful product.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-6833. That's 888-988-6833. 988-6833.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.w.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
A lot of things have happened this week. Some good things and some not so good things. But, well, in every cloud, there is a silver lining, folks. Somebody didn't invent that phrase for nothing because it's true. Carl, I know you're aware of this one, what the Supreme Court just ruled about the power to seize homes.
Just so they can generate more tax revenues.
Well, and it's just not that. It's a power grab because now the little corporations have the power, the business, along with people with deep pockets, real estate developers, you name it, now have the ability just to, at the suggestion of your city council or your town council or your county seat, county commissioners, they can now just vote you out of your house.
Exactly. Yeah. What they were doing, best I could tell when I read their opinion, is you could basically have any type of con artist, real estate developer, or anybody come up with an idea, take it to the city powers that be, have them bring it for the council, and all of a sudden, your house and your two neighbors' houses would wind up another use because they could actually generate more tax revenues that way.
Well, the interesting thing about this, I got a call from...
violation of the Fifth Amendment, as far as I'm concerned, as far as the right to property, but anyway.
Yeah, well, and property is the cornerstone of what made this country great, is it not?
It is.
And, you know, people are catching on. Somebody was telling me today that they were talking to a guy that worked for an auto parts store. And the person made mention of this and the guy said, oh, yeah, now they can steal your home. Now, this is a guy that wasn't politically savvy, or he doesn't listen to a lot of radio or whatever the case may be.
But he can read the tea leaves, right?
Buddy, you got that right. He can definitely read the tea leaves. And people are starting to understand this. And I invite them to keep doing this stuff, Carl, because the more they push, I mean, Lou Dobbs did a survey the other night on his show, and I think 99, if I'm not mistaken, 99% of the respondents to the poll said, no, this is absolutely wrong, the United States Supreme Court ruling.
And if the people feel that way, I mean, if any issue you find out here these days, these courts are ruling against the will of the people more and more. And if you look back in the history of our courts, what this is all about, and this is the way they rule, the way they do, is it's all about commerce. I mean, they tend to lean the law towards commerce, and now all this talk of privatization and all these things that, you know, governments are trying to do to generate commerce, generate money, that is one of the reasons you're seeing these decisions, and it has gotten so out of hand, it's out of whack. I mean, it's way out of control. I mean, you'd be amazed how many times I've thought about that toll road y'all got down here that's tied up in that lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been talking to people all over the United States saying, you know, everywhere you look, they're trying to privatize something to pick more money out of your pocket every time you go through a toll booth, every time you pay taxes, every time you buy something. And it's all about them, and it's not about us. And that's not what government's about. Government is a means for us to have somebody implementing things that benefit us, not turn around and screw us. That's what government's all about. And what has happened in the last 20 years is that government's gotten real bad about sticking it to the people that elected them.
Well, and a lot of people aren't catching this, Carl. I mean, they're not understanding this. We have traced back the roots as to the centralization of power, the great flip from the republic to the democracy that you hear so many of these creatures in Washington, D.C. are Congress
exactly.
critters.
I mean, most Americans, John, they don't take civics anymore, so they don't know. We don't want a democracy. We want a republic. And we want a weak, centralized government and power with the states down where we live. We don't live in Washington, D.C. I mean, it's turned into Rome is what it's turning into. I mean, that's the analogy I make.
Well, Carl, you look for the fasci symbol all over the place. Like, look at the monument for Lincoln on his little chair. You got the fasci there.
And
you got Roman law. You look in our Congress, United States Congress. What do you see on either side up there at the big lectern, the big bully pulpit? What do you see? You see the fasci. People tell me that symbolism doesn't mean that much. Yeah, heraldry and symbology is very, very important to these
yes.
creatures. Now, there's some other things that have gone on. I watched libertarians and excuse me, guys out there, and I appreciate what you're trying to do. You're trying to start a third party because we have disenfranchised Republicans and. Madder than wet hens, Democrats out there, and you're trying to build a tent that you can get everybody under. And I don't agree with some of the primary core issues of their party, but they came out on the ruling, the violation of our property rights here. They got it right. There was a gentleman here, by the way, that was just in studio that Robbie Noel that he interviewed. And this comes out of Austin, Texas. Libertarians condemn Supreme Court. The only recourse remaining for property rights is to put libertarians in your city council. And that was Largo Vista City Councilman Pat Dixon, which I mentioned was on Robbie's show the other day. He was actually in studio. And he says he was referring to the Supreme Court ruling, Kahlo et al. Versus City of New London, Connecticut. In that decision, the court ruled that local government can take private property away from the owner and give it to another private entity, such as a developer or a corporation. Now, this is not eminent domain. Let's not confuse this, ladies and gentlemen. Eminent domain was the government could take your property, not just seize it here.
For public benefit. Yeah.
For public benefit, But this doesn't mean that putting up Walmart is necessarily a public benefit. And it used to be for right-of-ways for roads, railroads, schools, or some institution in that city that narrowly defined was for public benefit or public use. Not so more, folks. Do you understand, in this country, and you tell this to people, Carl, and I know you know this better than just about anybody, you tell them about the strange mix of politics and ideologies that we have floating in this country now. It's a wonderful mix between communism and socialism and fascism. I mean, I'm not an
ism. Capitalism.
Just
about every ist-ism you can dream of.
Yeah. And that is not. And you being a business guy. You've got Patmos Technology, and I want to talk about for a couple minutes later if we can. The most exciting dynamic stuff, I mean, literally that can change the way things happen on this planet. But we've got people here, they're walking around in a fog, they're disconnected from our government, they don't know how government's supposed to operate, they turn into their CFR-controlled media.
Yeah, they think that CNN and Fox are telling them the truth.
Well, hey, would Bill O'Reilly lie to you? Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you tune into the radio, would Rush Limbaugh, depending on whether he was oxycontined out that day or not, would Rush wouldn't lie?
Now they're paying Bill O'Reilly $50 or $60 million. He'd do anything to keep that kind of income coming in.
Well, and too bad he's a greedy man, because if he had any conscience whatsoever, he'd take just a cash and run and duck out and never to be seen or heard from again. But getting back to this issue here of the violation of the property rights, I see organizations out there. The latest, like, say, from the ACLU, the Friendly Opposition. Folks, you think they're fighting for your freedom? They're not. They were really excited and made a big announcement, Carl. Great victory against the Patriot Act and Homeland Security. Guess what? We're not going to let the FBI look in your library card file at your local library to see what books you've checked out. This is what the ACLU is saying is a great victory against the Patriot Act.
Yeah, but actually they'll probably still do it anyway. So what victory was there?
Well, they were doing it before. The FBI would quietly admit, even though it was illegal to do it, and they would do this before when they were looking for communists. Now they're looking for Al Qaeda or some guy that smokes a joint because he's supporting terrorism somewhere around the world.
Or trying to figure out how to raise medicinal marijuana in his backyard, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, now it's Homeland Security, folks. You're not going to be dealing with your local cops if you're raising marijuana for medicinal purposes, because a lot of states, and what did the Supreme Court just do? They just said, oh, no, states' rights is not an issue here. We're going to tell you what we think, and then we're going to enforce it. I mean, and there's people out there, Carl, that are screwed up. There's people with fibromyalgia and cancers and all sorts of glaucomas. And don't get me wrong, folks, I'm not saying, you know, we need marijuana plants and our kids need to be chopping this stuff down and smoking it behind a barn like we used to smoke corn silk. Please, I'm not suggesting that. But the point here is that the federal government, the end-all, be-all, the know-all of everything, just came down with the rulings against the states and states' rights as what they could do with medicinal marijuana, controlled by the state.
And if you don't like it, they'll take your house away from you.
And the seizure laws are still there. And make no mistake, just because you might be smoking a puff or two of marijuana, that doesn't mean that they're not going to come in and seize your home under the drug asset and forfeiture laws.
Well, John, one of the things that I just sent this to Danny and to Sandra about 20 minutes ago, the political action plan is now out. It's a PDF. It's been approved by everybody, and we have finally put it out on the table. So read it over the weekend, and we can talk about it anytime you want to talk about it. And feel free to distribute it. I asked Danny to post it on your website and mine, and I've got another website that's coming up. It's CarlSchwartz2008.com, and this thing will be on there as well as the donations, political donations page here within the next probably 4 or 5 days.
Well, Carl, you got to convince a lot of people, because they're burned out here. We have independent parties. We've got libertarians. We've got Democrats. We've got Republicans. We've got everybody out there seeking a public office because they claim that they know a better way. But they don't know what this the country is about, really, and they don't know how it's been functioning. And more importantly, even if they did know how it's been functioning, they wouldn't know what to do to reverse it. Now, there is a Supreme Court case that's being prepared, and I can now openly talk about this, that is going to challenge the Reconstruction Act. They already have state cases that are going to bear this out. So the United States Supreme Court is going to have a real hard time ignoring this one. And that was basically the centralization of power. And folks, everybody wants to see this country do well. But I don't want to see good people go into the matrix and get chewed up and spit out. And that's what this whole corporate fascist type of government is doing now. It's no longer. Forget the fact that these people are just a little hungry and a little power mad. No, there's more reasons behind this as to why they're doing it. And I wanted to say earlier, Carl, you know, it's globalism. Everything is globalism. We're going to be part of this global governance scheme. It's falling apart in Europe, thank God. CAFTA doesn't look like it's going to go anywhere. FTAA is on freeze for right now.
Well, the New World Order has hit a roadblock up in Canada, too. They're not signing off on some of this New World Order stuff.
Well, and evidently the message that we have been pumping for more than 10 years, I don't see anybody calling us right-wing conspiracy theorists anymore. We have been telling fact. We have been not predicting or prognosticating. We have been flat-out telling people. You know, this is not Susie the soothsayer here. We have been flat-out telling you because we've been reading their documents. We've been reading their little theses. We understand exactly where this is going. And a blessing of all blessings, evidently people aren't brain-dead, Carl, and they like the fact of self-determination and that evil old word of nationalism. You know, that they have self-determination. They have a say. They have a right to do business the way they want to do and contract with who they want to. And if they don't want to play patty cake with this country or that dictator or forced into the UN or whatever the case may be, they're finding out that, look, we can. You want to have real peace in the world? How's this for a foreign policy? We stop screwing people. We treat them fairly. We stop interfering with their inner workings of their own government. We stop ripping them off blind. We stop bombing the living snot out of them. We stop killing millions of their people. Carl, do you think this would be a good start on foreign policy?
That would be a great start. In fact, you're going to read about it when you read the document I sent you. Vicky Karp right there in Austin was one of the 20 people that did the final review of that document, by the way. I had people spread out all over the United States from different political ideologies and also different parties, and they would look at this thing for different reasons. So there's been a huge mix of people already. In fact, one of the people that that reviewed it is he's the grandson of a tribal president of one of the largest Indian tribes in the United States. Yeah, I've had that kind of mindset and different people looking at it.
By the way, Vicky, I've met Vicky and her husband many times. Good lady. Just one of these people, folks, that, you know, is just tired of it. And Carl, what I say to people, you know, are you still running into people that are lethargic, their heads bent down, they're shuffling their feet, hands in pocket?
I'm running into people, John, that some of them are still afraid of their own shadow. They won't even speak out. But, you know, they're trying to muster up the courage. But we are running into a lot of people that are all of a sudden kind of, you know, they'll turn and look at you, and it's almost like, where have I been the last 4 years? And I said, well, you've been buying off on what they're telling you on the CNN, and, you know, every time you see George Bush mouthing off about, you know, we got to go find all the terrorists, we got to learn about this new type of war, most people are starting to figure out that the people that are saying this are the people that are behind all this crap. You know, they don't want the people in Gitmo talking because the people in Gitmo would expose the fallacy of the global war on terror.
Well, and Carl, I mean, do these people, do they have no shame? Because we know about
when it comes to the trillions of dollars that they're taking over in oil and gas right now in foreign lands, no, they have no shame. You know, the only thing they're seeing is dollar signs, and they were working on this back during the Clinton administration to launch a 20- or 30-year war plan to go take over regime change, and they just happened to have oil and gas.
Well, wait a minute. I just heard something coming out of England that says that, wait a minute, regime change and nation toppling is illegal.
Oh. Yeah.
but we see the
Downing memo pop up, and we see Bush acting like Downing. Where's Downing? What is this? You know.
Well, and here's the good thing. The media, the mainstream media, is starting to pay attention to this. We've been talking about the Downing Street memos here for quite some time. Finally, the Associated Press, now this is the primary source of news for most of America's print and broadcast media, is finally writing about the seven memos, which are basically minutes of the cabinet meetings held by the Blair government after meeting with their U.S. counterparts in 2002. While others have reported upon the memos for newspapers, it's not news until the AP reports upon it. Well, we've been talking about this for quite some time. The absolute deception. Let's call it what it is, the flat-out lies of the Bush administration, the Blair administration. I just watched their proceedings, their parliament proceedings over there the other day, and people are livid with them. I mean, at least over in jolly old England, Blair, the prime minister, comes into the little well, and his opposition can ask him questions. You know, do we have this opportunity with President Bush? No, we absolutely don't.
George thinks he's King George now.
Well, let me tell you something. He actually believes that. It'd be pretty neat if I was the dictator. I mean, when you make statements like that coming out of a man that's the president of the United States, you better start to worry, folks. You know, Bill Clinton and his statements about gun control and this, that, and the other, telling Tony Blair, don't worry, we'll find ways around that. Folks, this is America. It is a republic. There's a reason why it was great, so rich, so powerful, influential, and why so many people wanted to come here. We'll take the break. We'll be back with Carl.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
Network. Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Well, folks, everything is not rosy in this country, because even Generation Y is starting to get it. The reason I say that is the Army is scrambling for new recruits for their PNAC Road to Peace in the Middle East. The baby boomers who control the media may make fun of how brain dead the Generation Y is, but today's young people are smart enough to know that it's not worth getting their limbs blown off to make the rich corporations richer. You know, Carl, some of the things that I'm seeing right now, and the deaths of American soldiers is purposely being underreported. They did
yes,
this.
It is. So are how many are being maimed and how many are dying due to the anthrax vaccine and side effects to that.
And depleted uranium and everything else. And I'm hearing that the figures are pushing real hard against the 6,000 figure. It's not 1,700 or going on 1,800 American soldiers. I mean, that's a meat grinder over there.
It is. And it's not going to get any better. My son's been home for just over 11 weeks now, and I've had a chance to visit with him quite a bit about what he saw over there. And what you just said is accurate. I mean, it is not pretty. The casualties are a lot higher. And all this reconstruction work we hear about, there's no reconstruction going on over there except minuscule stuff. Like, you know, we blew up a school, so we're rebuilding that. Where most of this money has been going is going into the oil and gas and electrical grid and power stations, which are no longer owned by Iraqis. They're owned by major Bush backers.
Well, and who's getting the contracts for all the things that they bombed out, schools, hospitals, sewage treatment plants, and the like?
Halliburton, you've got Fluor Corporation, Perini Corporation. It's a short list.
Well, and the suffering that it brought on the Iraqi people. You know, I'm not totally exonerating Saddam Hussein, but he's not the evil axis like Adolf Hitler or anything like that. Carl, there were at one time 25 million Iraqis. Now there's something less, a little less than 22 million. Where did 3 million of those go?
Well, some of them luckily got out, but an awful lot of them are in the shallow graves. A lot of them are dying because of the depleted uranium used in 91 and also being used now. So, you know, it's a very bad picture over there. It's, you know, this nation has a lot to atone for some of the things they've done.
You can get a copy of Carl's book, One Way Ticket to Crawford, Texas, A Conservative Republican Speaks Out. You can get that from the network, Republic Broadcasting Network, by simply calling 800-724-2719. Get a copy of this, folks. Start reading and look at the background, who's involved, the dot connecting going on. Be able to speak to your neighbor that, you know, to make statements such as, I had a gal that called me up, and unfortunately there's a radio talk show host I know down in Florida. I won't mention Jerry's last name, but the figure down there that's supposedly been a patriot for a number of years holding meetings, and one of the attendees got up and walked out because there were people sitting there going, yes, I think we ought to just start leveling and blowing up all their cities, and yes. I mean, it's the Billy Bob crowd with the Budweiser in his hand. They wouldn't know his pop top from you know, anything else.
WMD.
Or WMD, you know. I mean, he's a weapon of mass destruction because he's so stupid, so ignorant. Tell you what, we got to take this break here. We'll take your calls next hour at 800-313-9443. And when we get back, Carl, a gentleman wanted to know the status of Elliot Spitzer, the Attorney General of New York, what's happening on the 9/11 investigation front that, folks, we will not forget about. And there are a lot of people that are focusing their attention still on 9/11. I happen to think, my personal opinion, I think this impeachment proceeding is a way to waylay the 9/11 investigation. It'd be good to get George and Mr. Halliburton out of there, Mr. Rumsfeld and the PNAC people, before they totally destroy this country. But a lot of things going on. We'll talk about more about that next hour. 7465 for you shortwave listeners. We'll be right back.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing Church, Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN Live.